Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. With summer fast approaching, many are seeking new outdoor activities to enjoy in the sunshine and warm weather, including beekeeping. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, as of 2020, there are an estimated 115,000 to 125,000 beekeepers managing more than 2.5 million honey-producing colonies that generate 1.48 million pounds of raw honey, a revolutionary way to extract honey straight from the hive. Launched in 2015 by father and son duo Stuart and Cedar Anderson, Flow Hive is an award-winning certified bee corporation. The company has shipped more than 100,000 hives globally and seeks to educate the general public on the benefits of beekeeping and the importance of supporting pollinators worldwide. Here today to tell us more about the Flow Hive technology is co-inventor and CEO and co-founder Cedar Anderson. And Mr. Anderson, thanks for joining us from Australia here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details and some background on Flow Hive and the technology. So if you would tell us about Flow Hive and why the company was founded and your overall mission, that would be a great place to start.
So it was founded by me with an idea of, can't we do this in a better way? I was beekeeping in the conventional way, harvesting the honey, taking those frames to the processing shed, cutting the wax capping off the frames, spinning them in a centrifuge, going through that heavy, messy, sweaty, hard work that you know, also upset my bees. And I thought, hang on, can't we just tap the honey straight out of the hive in a gentle, easy way? So that's what started Flow Hive. And a decade later, my father and I had an invention ready to take to the world. And from that, which is quite interesting, really stemmed a crowd of people really interested in bees, really interested in the environment. And that really resonated with us because we grew up in a very environmentally conscious area and have a background doing good things for the world. So our vision is a world in which pollinators are celebrated and protected. And our mission is to have a regenerative impact on the planet through thoughtful innovation in beekeeping that inspires, empowers, and connects.
Certainly do appreciate your sharing some of the background briefly and your overall mission. That's quite a mission. And a lot of folks don't even know how important beekeeping is around the world and the effects that it has. So we really do appreciate what you do coming to us from Australia today as well. Now, if you would describe the flow frame technology and how it makes honey harvesting gentler on bees and the other advantages to making your own honey.
So what the flow frame is a partially made honeycomb matrix. And that's not new to beekeeping. That's already been done. But what we did is make the parts move. So you can come from the outside of the hive without going through that long process you once had to do, turn a handle, channels form inside the honeycomb while the bees are actually standing on their honeycomb surface. The honey flows down to the trough at the bottom and out into your jar and doesn't need any further processing. So it shortcut what was a really long, labor-intensive process now to this beautiful experience where you can sit beside your hive with your family and friends and just watch this mesmerizing experience of honey flowing right out of your hive, filling up your jars, and they're ready for the table.
How amazing is that? And not only that, but it sounds awfully delicious. Now, can anyone use Flow Hive, or who is the primary audience here?
So we've got an audience around the world now of over 100,000, as you were saying earlier, in 130 different countries. And people are keeping Flow Hives in their backyards, on their rooftops, on their balconies, in the city, out in the rural areas. And it really is a versatile pursuit that can be done in hot climates, cold climates. And the main thing is that people are educated and know that they need to look after their bees. And it's only when you look after the bees that you get this beautiful reward of the amazing thing we call honey.
Today we are joined by Cedar Anderson, the co-inventor, CEO, and co-founder of Flow Hive and the Flow Hive technology. Flow Hive has been hailed as the biggest innovation in beekeeping since 1852. Yeah, you heard me right. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Cedar, why is this technology perfect for the beginner?
So you don't need so much equipment and the learning curve to go with that. You don't need to learn how to use a hot knife, and you don't need the electricity to plug the hot knife into and a processing room set up and a centrifuge extractor, which is a costly thing as well, and the space to do that in your home or your shed. Simply everything is contained within the hive. So from that very small footprint in your garden, you can get a real amount of produce. So that makes it easier for beginners to get going in terms of harvesting their own honey. Of course, the beekeeping bit and looking after the bees is the same either way. You've still got to do the things in your location that one needs to do to look after bees. And that varies depending on where in the world you are.
Yeah, that makes sense. And speaking of beginners that have just gotten into beekeeping, give us a few tips on how beginners can set themselves up for success with beekeeping.
Well, the main thing to do is get interested. So there's a lot of different ways people like to start. Some people just grab their equipment and learn as they go, and other people like to do online courses, and some like to go and do workshops with beekeeping clubs and so on. But the important thing is that it's not a set and forget thing. There's a learning curve, and it's a fascinating learning thing. The first time you actually do your brood inspection and look in at the world of bees is really something. And you can also join me every week on our live stream, and I'll help answer your questions. So there's lots of different ways to get started, but the main thing is don't be shy, get in there at the beginning, and what you'll find is it'll be addictive, the learning curve of beekeeping.
I got to tell you, that is an awesome resource to be able to tap into your live feed and ask questions. That is really a big help and a great resource there. Now, I understand you recently did a project called the Billions of Blossoms. Tell us about that, if you would.
So the Billions of Blossoms stemmed from us wanting to put together a more rigorous beekeeping course, if you like. We've been putting a lot of energy into content out there on our YouTube channel and Facebook for years, and also being available to answer questions live. But what we didn't have is an organized course to take people from square one all the way through to a deep knowledge of beekeeping. So what we decided to do is broaden it beyond our flow hive invention, and we created the beekeeper.org, which is a collaboration with lots of experts from all around the world making amazing video content to help take you from square one right through even to a deep scientific knowledge in beekeeping. We also set it up as a fundraiser, and this year we're planting 1 million trees from the funds we've raised, and we're pretty excited about that, and we're halfway through planting them.
Certainly sounds like a successful project right there. Now, why do you feel it is important to continue to educate the public on the benefits of beekeeping and the importance of supporting pollinators worldwide? I think that would certainly be some great information, especially for those that do not know how important it is.
So humans and the honeybee have been working together for a very long time. And Apis mellifera, our European honeybee, has now become a really important part of our food chain. A single colony, a single hive, can pollinate 50 million flowers a day. And that number is huge, and there's no other insect or species or anything that can do that level of pollination for us. So now we rely on pollination. One third of the food types you see on the supermarket shelf need the services of pollination. If we didn't have it, you know, we'd lose those food types. But what would be much worse would be the whole matrix of life that surrounds us would start to crumble without the important piece that the pollinators do, not only the honeybee, but all of the other 20,000 native bee species in the world, and the butterflies, the bats, you name it. It's a really important piece of the puzzle for life on Earth.
Well, Mr. Anderson, really appreciate your joining us here today, and really appreciate what you do in this space on behalf of Flow Hive. Before you go in conclusion, do you have any summer savings happening, and where can listeners go to learn more about Flow Hive and get more information as well?
There is actually a special at the moment on our website, honeyflow.com. So tune in there, have a look. We've got options for you. We've got warehouses all over the world. If you order, it'll come in just a few days. So we're pretty well set up now. We started with crowdfunding with a huge boom in the beginning and broke crowdfunding records with $12.2 million in sales. And that's how we started from nothing. And now we're 7 years in with a well set up global network to make sure you can get your flow hives nice and quick.
Well, I'm sure folks appreciate that. Cedar, again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Cedar Anderson, the co-inventor, CEO, and co-founder of Flow Hive and the Flow Hive technology. Flow Hive has been hailed as the biggest innovation in beekeeping since 1852. And for all the details, visit honeyflow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.